Welcome back to Season 5 of The Rock Movers, the podcast for empowered women who are navigating life's biggest transitions, challenges, and moving life's biggest rocks. I'm your host, Karen Gray, and I can't wait for us to get started with today's guest and episode. Are you ready? Let's move some rocks. Okay, Rock Movers, we're going to dive right into the conversation with Dr. Axa. I am so blessed to have you today, and I'm excited to hear more about your new book and all the things that you're doing for those that you're serving and tapped into. So first off, welcome, and thank you for being here.
Thank you for hosting me. Yes, let's rock.
That's right. I love it. Let's rock. I love it. I should do that. Why don't I say that? Let's rock.
Let's rock.
So speaking of rocks, tell our listeners a little bit about the backstory that got you to today. What is that biggest rock that had the most influence on you or was most instrumental in getting you to this beautiful place where you are today, where you serve so many?
It's very interesting because actually having the very strong background in science for over 15 years with very profound background, I was very successful. I decided that after having 12 inventions and being nominated as a person of extraordinary altogether, I was ready for the regular life. I failed tremendously. So many times you cannot even count. And I went through many losses as well, the loss of my dad, also another life-changing circumstance in our family, my personal trauma. Then I moved to live to the U.S. all by myself. And everything was happening in very short period of time, one after another. I didn't have the time to even breathe, to realize what was happening. I thought I was so close to give up. Because it would be so much easier for me. Just give up, get the regular life, the regular job, and enjoy your comfort zone. And this is what the majority of people do. But I felt that there is something bigger that I can share. And actually, because I went through quite like life trauma, I decided that being a strong person, not so many people can share the story. So I decided to put the story in the book because when I was going through the obstacles, the only way that I kept going is the stories of other people. Yeah. Otherwise, it would be so much easier for me to just quit and settle with in my comfort zone. Yeah. And that's what's happening. And it's a good reminder that it's never late. Because I started, I'm nearly like half of the century.
You're halfway through the journey?
Yes, I'm halfway. Oh, I don't know if I'm halfway, but definitely halfway for the century. And it's never late. Even if you feel everything fails in your life, just find your calling. Because I kind of quit science where I was quite successful. I was very happy. But what I found, it's tremendously, it's so different. And I can help more people because I found my calling, my passion. I did it actually before as well. But now, every time when people call and say, if not you, this would never have happened in our life. You say,
God, I feel so good.
You saved this. And I'm like, that's why you do. That's why you people, that's why you help them.
So do you think that you would have been able to make this impact had it not been for the scientific side, the scientific journey? Did that help you in any way?
It helped me a huge time because first of all, in my book, I describe how and everything what's happening in our body from scientific perspective, which was my background. But also, when you go through life, so I had all these labels all over myself, like I have this degree, I have this, I achieved this. And then I was just labeling myself and covering my insecurities because I was thinking about that. I would just simply send the message and adding at the very end, I know that you are going to reject. Mm. And I knew that I'm going to fail over and over and over again. But I was like, every single time I learned to send a new message, to flip the message, to change, to trick, and just to keep the track, which resonated with people. When people answer, so if you keep, because this is the message that everybody tells, I don't like it. Consistency is the key. No. If you keep doing the wrong thing, you will have wrong results. So it's not the consistency. It's consistently trying, changing, flipping, tricking. Try what works. Don't do the dumb thing all over again. You will get the dumb results. That's what I did. I was just flipping, trying, changing. It comes from the science, because in science, if you fail with the experiment, you have to change. You have to try something different. You have to see what are the other conditions, what are the other factors that can change the results that you have, because you have to have complete picture. And that's how the science helped me, obviously. Also, maybe when you reach some high and then you fall from the higher place, it hits you faster, it hits you stronger, and it makes you stronger.
Because is that what you would say was the biggest thing that you learned about yourself, is that you could do this and then just pick up and do it again and just come out stronger, better, more prepared for the next journey?
Yes. Yes, that's the perfect example and the answer. You have to prepare yourself for something ahead of you. But you have to see not the complete picture, because no one has the complete picture. But if something doesn't work, maybe there is a sign you have to change. You have to change. You have to change. Try something else. And while I was failing without realizing, because I failed for the last 5 years, every single day. And I was so lost. I was like, I'm going to give up, because I was so close. But once I found why I was failing, everything changed. Everything.
What was the differentiator? Like, how do you know, and how do we help others know when is it time to lean in and keep trying, right? Sometimes it is just perfecting that consistency. And then sometimes it really is changing and doing something totally different. So how do you know when it's time to pivot and go a different direction, and when it's time to lean in and just learn more or perfect what you're doing?
The consistency now would be the perfect word to use, because when you feel consistently happy with the message that you sent to the world, when you are proud and you are more than sure that within 1 month, that's very good example. Like, when you do something consistently within 1 month, go back and check your previous work. Don't just do the work and continue. Go back in the very beginning, not one day, because you improve step by step, but within 1 month, there is a huge difference. And if you go back and you start with the first video and you see the progress you are proud of, you are on the right track. If you are not proud of, change it. Try something else. You have to feel it's not about the comfort, but it's a different feeling. It's like you level up. And even if people don't resonate with your message, you just give away for free and you feel so happy with that. You just give everything free. And when people come back and they thank you, you realize that's why I live. You don't feel it. It's a bit, sometimes it's hard to explain unless you find your calling. You found your calling. You know how is it. It's so different compared to when you are searching your voice. Mm-hmm. When you are trying, okay, it looks like people are interested and I'll try. Compared to once you come to that point and you realize That's what I want to talk about, because it's like you don't need the preparation. That's the best sign to know. Yeah, that's what I want to talk. You don't need the preparation. If they wake you up in the middle of the night, you are ready to rock without the knots.
Yeah, because it's not just what you do, it's who you are. It's such a part of you.
Mm. Yes, it's like if they wake you up in the middle of the night, are you ready with your next message? Not the previous one, which you spent time, obviously you crafted your message and you have the message to tell to the world. Mm-hmm. If they wake you up anytime between, or if they call you between the other stuff that you do, do you have the next message to tell? Do you have the next message? The next message, which logically comes from the previous. If you are on that track, keep going. If you don't know what is your next message and you have to spend a lot of time finding your voice, you need to shift it. You need to try to change it, because it's not calling from inside. It has to be kind of aligned to who you are and what you want to do in the future. Then it's very natural.
So for someone that's hearing this, because a lot of the listeners that I attract are in transition, because they're not content with what they have. They're not happy and confident about what they're doing, and they're searching for something different because they are moving these rocks. And so what would be your biggest advice for someone in that reflection phase, going, this isn't working, I do need to change and tap into something, a different part of me? What would you recommend they do to start that process? How would they find that?
First of all, the biggest takeaway would be, don't regret to leave something behind. Even if you spend many years, many months, whatever it is, I left my very successful career in science, and I started all over from zero, from scratch. And I was failing for 5 years. It would be so much logical to be back. I didn't. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful that I didn't. So even if you spend years, months, whatever, and you think that you created something but you are unhappy with, search for the voice which fulfills. Because then you will skyrocket so faster. If you are stumbling and you don't know how to proceed, it's a good sign that you didn't find your voice. That's why you don't know what to do the next. What's coming the next? You are wondering, you are searching, and you are not searching what the message to go with or what message to translate to the world. You are searching for your inner voice, but you confuse. You think that I don't have the message. No. You don't have the message because you didn't find your inner voice. Find your inner voice first. Don't be scared to not to put the content out, because everybody tells you have to put the content out. I spent the last 5 years trying, failing. I would start with some topic and then I would realize, no, that's not mine. That's not mine. I don't like. I don't want to go. I don't want to continue. And then I would just stop. It took me long, but now I'm going faster. And then you will not look back and say, I already did so many things. Because once you start to gain followers, people expect you for a particular message. So they associate you. Oh, this is the person, she or he, they were talking about this topic. Why they flip? Never be scared to flip. Search, try. People like, you like, it resonates, go with it. If not, change it, try, fail. The best advice would be fail fast. Don't try or have the ideas in your mind. You would be amazed how everything changes once you take all these ideas in your head and you just put even on the paper. Just put on the paper. Just try to write your idea. And the best would be talk to yourself before the mirror. This is how I found my voice, because I was so passionate about particular topics. I would talk to myself and I was like, that makes so no sense. I'm like, there is no sense. And it's not your voice. You don't even feel passion. And I would just go for hours, for days, for weeks, for months talking to myself. And because you actually, even it sounds crazy, but you are talking to your audience. Your audience is yourself. You cannot talk to different people. You have to talk to people who have similar, either it's a background or the or they see the world the right. similar way. They have the similar values, the core values. Like you have many similarities, so you are talking actually to yourself. And if the person, if your reflection in the mirror don't resonate with the message that you send, try change it. Try change it. Talk to yourself. It sounds, yes, I know, it sounds weird. People in science are weird people. Everybody knows that. So, yeah, that would be the best advice. Just talk to yourself, not talk to yourself in your mind. Talk to yourself out loud in the mirror to your reflection. See, do you like it? Does it make sense what how it sounds? If it does, go for it. If not, change it.
I love that. So is that where you found the progress in the being uncomfortable zone? So stop calling it a comfort zone. Get uncomfortable to be comfortable. So tell me about that book. How did that come to be from this journey that you've been on?
Yes, failing so many times. And then I realized what the word comfort means. Like when we hold the zone where we are unhappy, we are unhealthy, we don't have progress. We don't meet our purpose to be a comfort zone. What's the message that we sent to our brain? We are comfortable to be unhappy. We are comfortable to make no progress. We are comfortable to be unhealthy. Your brain will give the command to your body to do what you tells your brain. So if you send the message, oh, that's my comfort zone, I'm fine to have no progress, your brain would be like, okay, I'll do what you want. That's your wish. Mm-hmm. And once you flip it, and once you realize it's not about to be comfortable, to be uncomfortable, because when you are unhappy and you tell your brain, like, it's a comfort zone, but I'm unhappy. So your brain reads, decodes it as like, if this is comfort zone, I'm already unhappy. I don't want even to try uncomfort zone. I don't like it because it would be even unsafer. It would be worse. Yeah. So once you realize and you remove, so in my book, I describe the innovative technique. It's one of the weirdest things that I did in my life. But I was new in the country. I was going through the hardship. And what I actually did, I eliminated everything which is fake in our life, but it masks and it fills our life with the fake values. And by the end of the day, we come with completely changed biochemistry without realizing that we didn't progress. That's why we start the year with the same list of the goals that we want to accomplish. And we end the year with the same list, maybe accomplish 5%. Why? Because everything that exists in the world is the TV, is the social media, is going for even the meetings, the senseless meetings. There is no purpose. You meet new people, you think you do something new. It's mask. Similar things that happen in your life without you progressing. Once you flip how you see the world. No, I don't meet new people. It's meeting people. Remove this word, new. I went for the new event. No, I went for the event. It's the same thing. When you remove it, then your body starts to nullify the biochemistry. Once you nullify your biochemistry, your body realized, wait, I went for another meeting. I watched for some new videos I loved. I read this article, but I didn't progress. Remove the word new And you will see that you have the same exact days over and over again. Once you realize that, everything changes. That's when you realize that, oh, no. That's the same thing. I'm uncomfortable here. That's how you flip. It's not about to be comfortable, to be uncomfortable. It's to come to the point that when you go through the same events, even it is masked with the different name, different face, or different meaning is the same thing. That's when you start to understand, I'm uncomfortable to stay in my comfort zone. Make your comfort zone so uncomfortable to stay there, not the other way around. Right. Don't make the progress zone or how whatever you call growth zone or anything to be uncomfortable. Flip it. Make the zone where you are not progressing to be so uncomfortable that you don't want to live there. You don't want to stay there. There is a nice joke. It's really very funny. Like the man goes to the store and he always buys the shoes for two sizes smaller than his feet. And once the person asked, like, why would you even do that? It hurts so bad. And he's like, yes, look, I have very unhappy life. I have very bad partner. My kids don't listen to me. They don't respect me. I have this problem, this problem, this problem. And the only happy place to find to go back to home, back home, is to take off my shoes. And I was like, that's like brilliant. The only reason to go home is to take off the shoes. Because during the day, he is so uncomfortable with the shoes that going back to the unhappy place, the only reason is to take off the shoes. So you have to make your zone where you don't progress to be so uncomfortable that you will wait. It's similar like when you when you decide you are going to make the best cake, whatever cake you like. Let's go with brownie. You found the best recipe in the world. It's proved 100%. It's proved is the best recipe. You go to the store, you buy the best ingredients, organic ingredients. You come home and you start to make the dough in the bowl from the fish. I like your egg. But that's what we do. That's what we do. We start, we learn, we go for some motivational seminar. We learn all the strategies. We come home and we are like, yes, this time I learned something new. I will start. But over the time, what we do, we slide back to our comfort zone because we bake the best brownie cake in the bowl from the fish, which stinks. Before you nullify, before you break this association that you have about comfort, about health, about food, about progress, about finances, about relationship, you will keep baking the best cake with the best recipe, following step by step the recipe in the bowl from the fish.
In the wrong container.
You cannot do that. You have to break the links that you have in your brain. How do you see the world? What do you associate with the word comfort? How do you see everything that you have in your life? And what do you associate those, the meaning? What meaning do you give to the words? What is the comfort for you? Answer that question. What does comfort mean to you? And if being unhappy, unhealthy, and making no progress, you still keep finding the excuse to stay in your comfort, it means that you associate the comfort with being unhealthy, being unhappy, and making no progress. That's the difference. How to be to make the comfort zone stop calling it comfort zone. And make it so uncomfortable to stay there. Remove the fake variety that you have in your life, which fills you with the biochemistry, it shifts your biochemistry, and you don't realize it's the same all over again, just masked with the different name, face, or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing.
And I'm sure you talk about all of this again in your new book, Stop Calling It a Comfort Zone. And our listeners can find this on Amazon. We'll put a link in the show notes, and also ways that they can connect with you, which is, what is the best place for people to find you? Where do you hang out the most? Is it on your website, on social? Where can they find and hear more about you?
Yeah, I'm very active on LinkedIn, and they can find me also on Facebook. And I'm starting very new path. As I said, I was just failing until I found real calling what I want to talk about.
I love that.
So don't,
so it's never too late.
It's never late. Find your, and even if you progress, even if you feel that you progress and you don't want to leave it, remember, I was very successful in science and I left it. I just started from scratch, scared to death. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. But I was like, I don't want to go back.
Yeah. So you didn't know specifically what it looked like. You just knew what it didn't look like.
I like that. That's exact.
I have definitely been there too. I don't know where I'm going, but I know where I'm not going back to.
Yes, I'm not going back. Yes, don't go back. Don't stay there. It's not only to go back, but don't stay there. Don't carry too much luggage with you. Don't. Just leave it.
What we talk about, that baggage that we end up carrying, and it has all of these things that are so heavy from our past that we're married to or so attached to these things because they're a part of our identity. You know, we call ourselves a scientist or a this or that, and we stay in these situations because of, we have this, for lack of a better term, a sunk cost, right? I've invested so much of myself into this. I can't walk away from it and start over. And that's just not true. You can. And I love that that's what you talk about in your book.
I think it happens when you, if you didn't find your own calling. Once you find, everything flips. But the secret to that, don't stop. Even if you are doing something, continue doing. While I was building completely new path, I was working 8 hours. Mm-hmm. So I didn't quit some particular like safety, so-called safety, because I was new in the country anyway. I needed some safety net. But I was not staying there. I was not attached. I knew that this is temporary. So I was moving step by step, failing again and again. Mm. But I just didn't stop. And I was not scared to leave something behind which didn't serve me. But you have to find your voice. Find your voice. If there would be one takeaway, find your voice. If you are going and you don't feel the progress, it's just simply you didn't find your voice. Once you find, everything flips. It's when you are fine to help people for no favor in return.
Yeah.
Like, there is a nice concept that I learned lately from Arthur Brooks, useless friends. When I heard for the first time, I was like, useless friends? What does that mean? Why would you even have the useless friend? But it's brilliant. They published a book with Oprah Winfrey, and it's about having friends who are only for fun. You don't call them to ask for something. You don't use them.
So they're not friends because what you can use them for. They're friends because of just you enjoy being around them.
Yes.
I love
they
that.
They make you understand who you are, your core value, your core purpose, what's your calling. But this you can understand only when you eliminate all the fake. Like, the noise is too much noise out there. If you spend it on social media the whole day, there is still so many things to check. but it's again and again the same. It's just so perfectly masked and people don't realize it. But by end of the day, your biochemistry changes, because every time when there is a feeling, there is a trigger from the outside, your body synthesizes something. And by the end of the day, you're full. Like, you feel like, I'm full. And we don't have even the time just to sit and to admit, I'm not progressing. I'm not changing anything. I'm going for the new meeting. I'm meeting new people, but there is no progress. There is a high chance I'm doing something wrong. Don't be scared what I'm doing wrong. Find what you are doing, because the progress is not to find what to do. The progress is in many cases to find what not to do.
What not to do, not what to do.
Yes. Progress, so especially when you are in transition, it's not what to find what to do. It's to remove what not to do step by step. No, it's the same meeting, different people. It's the same videos. This one is funnier than the other one. Oh, this one is more emotional than the other one. It's the same thing. It doesn't serve you. Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah.
Remove what doesn't.
I love that. So good. So any final word as we wrap up today's guest interview with the amazing, and am I saying that correctly? Did I pronounce that, Dr.
Yes,
is it
yes,
Asa?
That's okay. Correct. Yes.
Any final words? Because you just have given us so many golden nuggets today that are just a spin, a little twist on things that we've thought about, but seeing it with fresh eyes is so good.
Yeah. I think the best advice would be, because once I heard that was one of the top lessons that I keep going with, like, fail fast. But don't fail fast sitting on your idea. Go and do it. Fail, change, trick, flip, try again. Fail, trick, try. Fail as many times as you can, but don't just simply fail. Learn the lesson, change, fail again, but fail fast. Don't keep the ideas in your head thinking that it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes it's not. It's only amazing in our head. And talk to yourself, even it sounds very funny, but talk to yourself, to the mirror, because when you see the reflection and you hear the words out loud, your message, this is when you craft your message. This is what's happening. Don't be scared to start from the scratch. Forget everything that didn't serve you. Just remove it. Make your comfort zone to be so uncomfortable that you don't want to stay there, and just move forward and try to find your voice. It's so different when you find your voice.
So elevating, and it just eliminates all the things that you look back and you are able to see, oh, that's why that didn't work. That's why that didn't serve me. It just lights up the path, I think, so beautifully. So thank you for sharing this.
Use that life light to light your path forward, not back. Yes. Don't use the light from the past to light your past. Use it for the future.
For the future. Great advice. Final words, such a beautiful message. Thank you so much. And again, you can find her book on Amazon, Stop Calling It a Comfort Zone. And again, if you're listening to this, you'll find everything in the show notes. You can connect with her and just know that you have such a beautiful opportunity for living. Everything is a choice. You will have rocks in your life. You get to move them. Just know that you don't ever have to move them alone. You have all of our beautiful, amazing rock movers and people in your circles to help you move those rocks. But as long as those ideas stay in your head, you're only getting what you know to be the input. So get them out there. Talk to yourself. Get out of the comfort zone. Get uncomfortable and live your best life. Thank you, Dr. Asa, for being here.
Thank you.
Such a great episode. And we appreciate you too, Rock Movers. We'll see you on the next episode. Wow, wasn't today's guest amazing? I hope that you enjoyed them as much as I did, and I hope that you got something super valuable. So just for being here, I want to gift you free access to my Reclaim Your Confidence course. It's a mini course, short 5 modules. It's impactful, yet it's not super heavy. So use VIP2024 as a code to get free access to this course just for showing up and listening to this entire episode. And I also want to know, what are you getting from this? What would you like to see? What are future episodes? Who do we need to be talking to? Who has some amazing rocks that they want to share? And that's by sharing, commenting, and subscribing to the Rock Movers, and then following me over on social media. We want to stay connected. We want to be a part of your world. And I want to invite you to be a part of mine. If you'd like to book a call, go a little bit deeper into some of these topics, you can find a link to book that call on CoachKarenGray.com. You're always invited to join me there. And I can't wait to dive into deeper conversations with you. That's my way of giving back and saying thank you for being a part of our rock moving community. Until the next episode, or until we jump on the call, have a great day and keep moving those rocks.